Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast. This is the show where we talk about iPhone photography all of the time. I am Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I have to say, I apologize that we have not been on the air for a few weeks. If anybody follows the Twitter feed or the Facebook feed, and I think I put it on the Google Plus feed. If I didn't, well, that's my fault. I had a family emergency that needed to be taken care of. My wife's mom was, let's just say things were bad, and now things are better. So,
good.
Anybody who's wrote to us, I was very abrupt with everything. So everybody who sent well wishes, thank you very much. And it's totally on me. I apologize for not doing due diligence and stuff, but stuff happens. And so thank you everybody for the well wishes and all that stuff. And for those of you who did not send well wishes, well, go to hell. No, I'm kidding. I apologize for not trying to put up something on the feed to just let people who don't follow the feeds know what was happening. And I apologize for the noise that's going in the background. We're doing construction on the house at 10 o'clock at night. No, it's all good. So, iPhone photography. What have you guys been up to?
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, let's see. That is a good question. I went to a park up here in fabulous Ohio. It was in the Cleveland area. There's like a big, what they call a metro park. And it's basically just like a kind of like a green belt, and a lot of it's along a couple different rivers or whatever. And they all kind of interconnect. So in any case, we went to a part of that park to do a wildflower walk with a naturalist.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought, well, this will be a good chance for me to get some pictures. So I shot quite a bit with my Sony NEX7. But then I also had the opportunity to use my iPhone and also play with the macro lens on my diff case. So I got a couple, just a couple, not too many shots, but a couple shots that turned out really well.
Nice. Very cool. I've been just going around town and trying to find some cool cars. I came up on a Mustang. It's a mid-60s Mustang, and it was a California special. It was in a parking lot, and so I'm in my work truck, and I'm like, oh, look. So I see it, and I start to circle it. I circled it twice. I look like a shark, you know, coming up on prey.
And then the police arrested you for
– That's right. SWAT came out. Oh, wait. That was last week. And so I, you know, just started taking some shots. I kind of feel weird about, you know, taking pictures of other people's cars without them knowing. But, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. But I think if somebody was taking pictures of my car, I think I would be like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Well, it also depends on the car. I mean, with a nice classic like that, yeah, you can understand people take pictures. But if you have like a Honda Civic, taking pictures,
or if the car is in somebody's garage as you're driving by, that could be kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess it all depends on the circumstance.
I saw Model A in a garage one time, and I'm like, should I? Nah, not a good idea.
Yeah, I took a picture of a guy's car. There was a guy that, I don't know if he owned this little tiny grocery store by where I lived in New Hampshire or what, but he had this cool little car, and I don't know what it is, but it's, if anyone goes to my Instagram stream, you could see the picture. It's just some little yellow British car, but in any case, I showed a couple of people that knew this gentleman, the picture, and they said, oh, you got to go in there and, you know, in that store and find that guy and show him the picture. He'll love it. And I never did. And for some reason, I really regret that now. Now that I don't live there, I'm like, damn, I really should have showed him that.
What you don't know is that deep down inside, he's been trying to find you to get that picture back. He's like, God damn, somebody's taking a picture of my car. So you got to dodge just in time.
Highly doubt he's seen it.
No, I totally made that up. The only car I've ever photographed was not so much a car. In fact, I don't know how to classify this. And I don't know if you guys have seen one of these before. But years ago, there was I went on a trip, and I was going across Lake Champlain on a ferry. And this thing pulled up. It's not quite a car, not quite a motorcycle. It was called a T-Rex, and basically had two wheels on the front, one wheel on the back. And it's like a cross between a dune buggy and a motorcycle. And I don't know if you do a search for it online, if it'll come up. I don't know if they make that thing anymore, but I think it was Canada-based automotive manufacturer or something, but it was a cool looking thing, and it's the only one I've ever photographed.
Should put it on Instagram.
This was so long ago, it was on film.
Oh.
I don't think I'll be putting it on Instagram anytime soon. I don't even think I have that photo anymore, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great shot, Matt. It looks like a little MG.
Yeah, I think that is what it is, actually.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. All right, let's dig into some news.
News team, assemble!
All right, MIT has done it. We can all rest easy now because MIT has absolutely figured out everything and everything in the world. And the thing I'm talking about is the Verge article about an algorithm that will predict how popular your photo will be.
Yes.
Now, we have the link in the show notes, but as of what's today? The 24th right now.
Yep.
The link is down because of the popularity. It's been featured on The Verge, Petapixel, and all different places about ranking your photograph. And what you could do is either upload the photo itself. You can go to Instagram.com and go to your account and link the photo, you know, with the URL. And I think those are the two options they have. And then they have a few sample ones. And I wasn't able to use this, but Joe, you were able to do it.
Yes, I got on it. I saw the article. I'm like, what in the world? And it is, you know, it starts off by saying, do you want more Instagram likes? Don't take photos of spatulas, golf carts, or space heaters. And I'm thinking, what in the world? And apparently a PhD candidate from MIT has come up with an algorithm that helps predict how popular your photo is.
Wow, you're saying that with a lot of spite, like you're on Fox News or something.
Yeah. Hey. Now, I already have an argument that would debunk this.
Okay.
If I was to take the picture according to what would be most popular and I had nobody following me, would I get any likes?
Hmm.
And if I had five people following me, how many likes would I get? If I had 50,000 people following me, how many would I get? I don't think it's something that can be equated. I think my theory on the 10% rule is more accurate than this MIT guy.
Well, you read the article.
Yeah.
Does he say what he used for the algorithm?
Well, what he did is he went through the most popular Instagram accounts.
Right.
And ran the images with the most likes through a computer program. And it was based on what was in the image, you know, colors.
Boobs, Justin Bieber heads.
Exactly. And apparently he came up with this algorithm. And actually he did Flickr, and actually he crunched through 2.3 million Flickr photos. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's very, sorry, well, MIT scientific.
He has a, like a chart here, and it's, what is it? An XY. God, it's been such a long time since I've taken a math course. But basically a graph chart that shows it in the upper right of the chart is the most predicted popular photos. And then the bottom left is what would be unpopular.
Right.
But I can't see a difference in anything. There's just no heads and tails stuff. I really think he's just doing a face recognition of Justin Bieber and boobs.
Actually, I think he's just trying to get his name out there.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah. And so he has this program. You can upload photos, and it's going to give you a number between 1 and 10. So I tried 3 photos. One of them with me and my daughter.
Right.
One of a friend's son who I just took pictures of this weekend, and one of just my youngest daughter.
Mm-hmm. Any of them have Justin Bieber in it?
Nope. No Justin Biebers. And roughly all 3 photos were rated between 3.75 and 4.35, which I don't know what that means. I guess it's average. Well, but
in order to find out, it's quite simple. You need to send an application to MIT.
Yeah.
Get accepted. And then
call the guy up and say, you're full of... No, I'm just sorry.
After the first semester, of course.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're going to have your...
And then they'll kick me out.
Well, after you say that to the guy, yeah. But, but it'll be worth it. After 1 year's work and, like $100,000, you'll get your answer.
So the image that they have on there of the 2013 most popular or most liked photo of 2013 is Justin Bieber with Will Smith. And I don't understand why the picture of myself and my daughter didn't get a high score. Because obviously she is much cuter than any of the other 2 guys in this photo.
I don't know. Will Smith is kind of dreamy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, check it out for yourself. See if they come back online. See how well you do, and let us know what your score is. And I'm going to post a picture of a plunger because they said that it's going to score poorly.
Yep.
I'm going to see if it scores big. So there you go. You mentioned Flickr earlier. I'm going to use that as a segue. We got a interesting message on Instagram. And I really wish I knew who sent this, but it was quite passionate. It was what the F is going on with Flickr.
Oh, yeah.
And I have not seen Flickr in quite some time. And, you know, I did an update. And apparently... From what I've seen, I don't know if we reported this when they released 3.0, but now they're 3.0.1. I guess it was a recent update.
Yep.
In order to try to differentiate themselves from competitors like Instagram. They've turned their app into basically Instagram. And
well, they've been trying to do that because they've added a lot of, even before this, they added a bunch of filters.
Yeah. Now, have you guys used Flickr in a little while?
Yeah, I use it. I upload pictures to my Flickr stream from time to time. And the only time that I use the app, like on my phone, is if I'm trying to show someone a picture and I just know that it'll be pretty easy for me to quickly find it on Flickr.
Yeah.
So I ran this update, I guess, a few days ago and fired it up just to, you know, see what was different. And it is radically different. It literally, it's Instagram 2, you know, on my phone. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hate it. I think that the previous version was awesome. It had just a really nice user interface. It wasn't completely different than like anything else out there. Like if you look at photos on like Google Plus, it has kind of a similar feel to that, but it was just clean and I don't know. It just was much more simple. Like I had to stare at this for a while and kind of figure out what the heck I was looking at, and then, you know, click on things to figure out what in the world they did. It wasn't intuitive, and yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't look as nice anymore.
Look, now I'm re-downloading it. Can you get into groups and discussions and anything like that with this iOS app?
You can get into groups. Yeah, I don't know about discussions. I never really do that on. I don't care what other people have to say. but you know, on Flickr, all I really want to see is the pictures. And you know, when one catches my eye, if I want to spend a little bit more time with it, I'll click on it, you know, to make it bigger. And if I want to read comments or whatever, or add a comment, then I'll click on that and do that. But with this new version, like everything is like right in your face now. You know, you look at a picture, and then below that you have, you know, you could tap for your favorite, you could tap to comment or tap to share, and then you see all the people that have favorited it, and then you see all the comments, and you just can't clean it up. You know, I just want to see the pictures. I don't want to see all the other stuff.
Well, it's getting some glowing reviews right now on the iTunes App Store. Let's see. This doesn't even deserve one star, says Yepsterino. This update is awful, such a setback. I want the old Flickr app again. You can't get rid of the unwanted notifications like you used to, and you can't add photos to the groups after you upload. Two things I loved in the old app. Better change it soon. I'm so frustrated.
And anytime an app or a website changes their user interface, there's always going to be bad reviews.
Yeah. This one is, I used to love the app from Summer the DC. I don't know. But now with the new update, it's awful. I think they should have kept the old layout. I don't like the black color, the fact that you can't add pics into groups or basically all that cool stuff.
Well, yeah, those people's concerns don't concern me, I guess. I don't like the layout, but I don't actually use the app to upload pictures.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to upload pictures, I just do it from my computer. And I have some iPhone photography in my Flickr stream, but not very much. I tend to, I don't know why there should be a separation between my iPhone photography and then photography with any other camera, but that's just what I do. Instagram is my iPhone photography. Flickr is my, my Sony or my Nikon.
Right. I just never could get into Flickr. I've tried so many times and, you know, update after update, I just still can't. I can't do it.
I go through spurts with it.
Yeah.
It'll lie dormant for many months, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, Flickr. I remember that. I heard of that, and I'll visit it and be like, oh yeah, maybe I should add some pictures. I took several pictures since a year ago when I last visited this.
Flickr. Apps.
I used to be really into Flickr before Instagram. And after getting involved with Instagram, I pretty much almost stepped away from Flickr. I didn't close my account, but I left it there and it stayed dormant for a long time until they made that huge user interface change on the actual website. But even still, I don't do much with Flickr. I actually do have to say, now that I'm looking at the new iOS app, I really like it. I'm not going to use it to take photos with or add filters, but to be able to scroll through the people who I'm following, I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably get used to it. You know, it's just like anything else, like a change to Facebook or whatever. But I did like the previous version a lot. But whatever. At least you could still see the pictures, I guess, when they stop showing you pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, there's a cat photo by Mark Sadowski from 4 days ago.
From 4 days ago?
Yeah.
I did a cat. Oh! I did do a cat photo. I did it with my GoPro.
What?
Yeah, is there a potted plant next to the cat?
Wait. You got a GoPro?
Yeah.
That's a true story. I've seen it.
What?
It was 1 week ago, not 4 days ago.
I don't think I follow Mark Sadowski on Flickr.
I didn't even think I put it on Flickr.
Oh, yeah, I do. There it is.
Yeah. I don't see a potted plant, but.
Yeah, there's no potted plant. It looks like the cat's laying on a piece of furniture, like a couch or a chair or something.
And what's in the background? There's no plant?
Well, there's the top of a lampshade and like a wall, and you can see part of a flight of stairs to the left of the cat, and the cat's sitting by a window.
I'm way past that image. That was like 50 images ago.
I'm mesmerized by it.
I know, riveting. I wonder what it's rated.
Well, right now you have two favorites, me and somebody else. There you go.
That's more action than I thought I would get. Yeah, so there you go. And the last bit of news is, I don't know if you guys seen this on Instagram, but in the message feed, when you're looking through photos, it will tell you that they're actively pursuing the spammers and crap accounts. And
right.
So they're warning people about changes to the amount of people that they're following.
Have you seen a change in your followers?
None whatsoever. And I
have
tell
not
you,
either.
I could honestly say, like right now I'm looking at 925 people. And let's face it. 925 people don't like me. There's no, I don't have nearly enough people like that. I am not that popular. I have to say, like, probably a year ago, at least, I want to say at least half of that is, half is being kind of strong. Like 25% of it has to be bogus accounts.
I've been very, intentional about banning people who I think are just trying to follow me for the likes or just to have a bunch of people follow them back.
Yeah.
So I've been able to keep my followers down to right now I have 401 and I could easily have about 2,000. But I just, each time they come in, if they have, if they're following more than 2,000 people, they're not going to see my images.
Yeah.
And so I just, I block them and then I unblock them. And that, what that does is it removes me from their followings.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
I think the Instagrammers were a little upset about it and blocked them.
No, you know what it is. It's Windows.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There it okay. Is. It's funny because I could hear you the whole time, and then all of a sudden it was like you guys couldn't. But if you have your followers and your following close together, that's probably where you know the – you don't have that many spammers unless you're kind of douchey and you just don't follow other people.
Yeah, Nat Geo. Think you're so big with all your billions of followers and you're like following like two.
Yeah, exactly. It's following the guy who actually runs it in his personal account.
Yeah. You know who else is that bad? Freaking Tiny Shutter podcast account.
Yeah, that's right.
Who are the three assholes that use that one?
I never really look at my profile on Instagram, so I have no idea if my followers have gone up or down, but I don't know. I seem to have a lot. 849.
There you go.
Because you have great photos.
Well, here's the thing, you know, Joe, you're 1%. Is it 1%?
10%.
Or 10%.
10%.
Yeah, it should be 1%. One thing I have noticed is the last few months or so, the amount of likes I get on pictures has gone way, way, way down.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because people don't like my pictures. Which, you know, very well may be the case. Or people just, maybe the people that were using Instagram and were following me and liking my pictures, maybe they're not anymore. I don't know. I just think it was weird. Like, you know, my style of photography hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Let me refresh people's memories about my 10%. I figured if you are getting 10%, the number of likes that you have on your image, if it's 10% of the people who are following you, you're doing very well. If it's under, then you know that probably you have people that aren't seeing your images. If it's over, then you have a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Active or engaged following
or stalkers.
You
might want to call the authorities.
Yeah, exactly. So I, you know, and it's pretty consistent because I look at some of my photos and a lot of them of my family is like 10 to 15, may get up to 20, but I have 400 followers. So that's about 5%. And then a lot of my car images get like 37 likes, and that is just under 10%. So, like I said, I think I have a little bit more validity than the MIT guy, even though he's a PhD candidate. I think I found his thing to be a little sketchy. But go ahead, Matt.
No, that's all I got.
So, yeah, I got okay. Nothing else. I can't even think of anything funny.
So that's the 10%.
Right on. Anyway, let's move on, if I can find my soundboard here, to post pick of the week. Post pick of the week. And Joe, you have one for this week.
Yes, I do. I was going to pick this for our was supposed to be last week's show, but we ended up, you know, with family emergency and the other show that went long. We had the Blood Moon that happened about almost 2 weeks ago, and we had somebody that posted a image of the Blood Moon, and it was the only one. I was like, you know what? That's going to be my pick. I know I'm up next, so I wanted that to be our post pick of the week, and it was done by MSQRD. I don't know how to say it, but it was pretty much almost a full eclipse, it looks like, but you can see the orange in red and then a little bit of white on the moon. I believe that this was actually done, I think, with an iPhone and probably a some sort of a lens, but it looked pretty cool. I don't know if it was done on a SLR or not, but MSQRD, good job. You got post pick of the week.
Yay. And if you would like to be part of post pick of the week, all you need to do is go to Instagram, and when you upload your photo, just add the hashtag Tiny Shutter, and you'll be eligible and join the huge gallery that's already on Instagram right now. I mean, we're up to, God, like what, a bazillion photos now?
Oh, I got it right here. Hold on. Let me get back out of the flicker.
I've got to be close with that number. I think bazillion is pretty accurate.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, in fact, investigating any further, I don't think it's necessary.
No.
Right. But, I mean, everybody's been contributing photos, and it's been really, really awesome.
It's just a little bit less than 20,000.
God damn it. I said stop it.
I know.
No, it's really cool. And thank you, everybody, for contributing. It's really, really cool. I am just blown away by how many people have contributed photos. So thank you. Keep them coming. And I wish I could share you guys all. But I can't do that on the show because we don't have enough time. But you can see the feed, so go check it out. Hashtag Tiny Shutter. And I know we want to do focus points, but can we table it for next week and we'll have like one big focus point episode? Because
what?
It's late. I actually have one that I'm actually testing right now, just to kind of give a sneak peek. I purchased something from Photo Jojo called the Luxie. What is it? It's one of those light meters.
Oh.
And it's a $30 attachment that I got in the mail just a few days ago.
How do you spell Luxie?
Luxi. And I want to give it its fair review. So.
That's fine with me. That gives me more time to learn about the, or to play with and learn about the app that I want to talk about for my focus point.
There you go. So let's do that. Riveting cliffhanger ending to this episode. So, Matt, why don't you tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs?
I would say most of the time I could be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Sweet. How about you, Joe?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira, or you can try to hunt for me on Flickr. Good luck.
Awesome. And, if you want to contact the show, all you need to do is go to tinyshutter.com, check out the show notes, send us an email, or leave us a comment in the comment section of any of the posts. If you want to find us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/tinyshutter, on Twitter, @tinyshutter, and we're somewhere on Google+. That's kind of gotten lost in the mix. Boo, me. And, yeah, that's all for this week. Next week we'll have more focus points, and glad to be back. And again, once again, I really glad everybody's been cool with the sudden leave of absence, and we're glad to be back. And we will, and finally, the warm weather is hit.
It was 81 degrees today.
Oh, God damn it. You and your freaking weather. It was like 50 degrees here, and I was considering that all right. What's the weather like in Ohio there, Matt?
It's a mix between really nice and really terrible.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, that's all for this week. Take care, guys. And show is ending right now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.